For the first time since it was set up in 2006, the UN's Human Rights Council has formally reprimanded the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Australia joined 35 other countries at a UN meeting in Geneva to call on Saudi Arabia to release 10 mostly female activists and cooperate with an investigation into the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The formal rebuke is a sign of rising global concern about the number of women's rights campaigners detained in the kingdom last year. Samantha Donovan reports.
The statement on behalf of the 36 nations was read to the Human Rights Council meeting by Iceland's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Harald Aspeland.
We express significant concern about reports continuing arrests and arbitrary detention of human rights defenders in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, including women's rights activists. We are particularly concerned about the use of the counter-terrorism law and other national security provisions against individuals peacefully exercising their rights and freedoms.
The statement, signed by all the EU nations as well as others, including Canada, Australia, New Zealand and Norway, also condemns the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Kingdom's Istanbul consulate. Iceland's ambassador, Harald Aspeland.
We call upon Saudi Arabia to disclose all information available and to fully cooperate with all investigations into the killing, including the human rights inquiry by the Special Rapporteur on extrajudicial executions.
The call for Saudi Arabia to release the activists is being welcomed by the Australian-based Gulf Institute for Democracy and Human Rights. Its spokeswoman, Fatima Yazbek, believes the pressure will eventually see action in the kingdom.
They pay attention or they care for their dignity in front of the international community. So if they receive condemnation from many countries, especially from like Australia, the European Union, these countries condemning Saudi Arabia will drive the Saudi authorities to think twice before taking any further actions.
How significant is it that the United States wasn't a signatory to the statement?
Actually, it wasn't a surprise because we believe that the current U.S. administration led by Trump does not care for human rights as much as they care for the military agreements, the flow of the oil-funded money to the U.S.
Fatima Yazbek says the majority of the human rights campaigners listed in the statement are women, including Lujain Al-Halul.
Lujain Al-Halul, she was arrested because of her opinions and because of her campaigning for women's rights in Saudi Arabia. There are thousands of other political prisoners or prisoners of conscience behind bars in Saudi Arabia who nobody knows their names. Some of the families fear to expose or to declare that their daughter or their son is jailed because they fear for the safety of themselves and for their other children.
Saudi Arabia's representative in Geneva has condemned the statement as an attack on the kingdom's sovereignty.
Samantha Donovan reporting.